Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Vice President Joe Biden, we now know, emailed Hunter Biden under the alias Robin Ware, Robert L. Peters, and J.R.B. Ware to keep his son informed on his communications with Ukraine. This is the new accusation coming out from the House that has been investigating the Biden crime family. James Comer sat down with Maria Bartiromer to talk about this. And he has now said in a tweet that he put out just a couple hours ago that Joe Biden is lying. The president is lying when he says he didn't participate or know about his family's influence peddling schemes. I'm not surprised by this. But I want you to hear what he had to say to Maria Bartiromo earlier as he was now laying it out that we know that the Vice President Joe Biden, not only did he have these alias, these burner accounts, in essence, email accounts, but he also, from what we now understand, had a burner phone, a phone that he wanted no one else to even know about, a phone that a journalist got the number for, called it, and guess who answered? The President of the United States of America. Take a listen to what James Comer had to say in these new shocking allegations of the Biden corruption.
Civis House Oversight Committee Chairman, Congressman James Comer. Mr. Chairman, always a pleasure. Thanks very much for being here.
Good morning.
I want to get the state of affairs of your investigation, given we have a new special counsel now in the Hunter Biden investigation. But first, let's discuss these pseudonyms or alias names. What exactly have you learned?
Well, we've learned that Joe Biden used at least three pseudonyms or fake names in emails that he was receiving from people within the federal government, people that worked for him. And even more troubling than that, Maria, we've learned that when he was receiving emails pertaining to Ukraine, his son Hunter was copied on them, which we've always heard that the White House has said that Hunter Biden wasn't an employee of the government. He wasn't any part of the government. They couldn't understand why House Republicans on the Oversight Committee were investigating Joe Biden and his son Hunter Biden because Hunter wasn't a part of the government. Well, if that were true, then why was he receiving emails from the government?
Well, this also pertains to the firing of the special prosecutor in Ukraine, Viktor Shokin. Was that what these emails were about? Because you have told us in the past that that was one decision you were looking at as far as a decision that Joe Biden may have been paid for to get involved in getting that prosecutor off the back of Burisma.
I think the evidence is mounting every day to prove that Joe Biden went to Ukraine for the sole purpose of firing Shokin, who was the Ukrainian prosecutor who was investigating his son for corruption. What we heard in the transcribed interview with Devin Archer was that he said that the owners of Burisma were squeezing Hunter, saying, "We need help in Washington. You need to call Washington for help." Of course, the Democrats tried to say that, well, that could have been anybody in Washington. Well, what we've now learned is Joe Biden was using a fake email name to receive correspondence from his staff that he was copying Hunter Biden on. And I believe, Maria, that Hunter had to prove value to the Burisma owners that they were working on this. So he was forwarding those to the owners of Burisma. Look, this is obvious that Joe Biden abused his power as vice president for the sole purpose to protect his son, who was receiving millions and millions of dollars from this corrupt Ukrainian energy company. And this email ties Joe Biden and Hunter Biden into this corruption scheme without a shadow of a doubt.
Now, let's just pause there and dissect this a little bit. Joe Biden has said over and over again, I never talked business with my son. I never did anything business-wise, never talked to him about his son, never met with anybody. We all now, we know that's a lie. We know from pictures, we know from emails, we know from phone calls, we know from testimony, we know from whistleblowers, we know from suspicious activity reports that that's a lie. But this takes it a step further. We now know the product. The product was Joe Biden, who was selling the product to every other Biden family member that wanted to get paid. Hunter Biden and his uncle were the two that did the most business transactions, selling not just access to the vice president, but selling access and favors from the United States government for which the vice president was able to lock down the deals. Now, to be clear, in Ukraine and Burisma, you know they knew that Hunter Biden was a crackhead. They weren't hiring him. They were hiring his father. I'm sure they were worried at many points along the way of like, hey, is this guy an idiot just playing us? Has he even talked to his father about this? I'm sure when you're sending millions of dollars and you're expecting results, okay, and those results are results that maybe aren't coming as fast as you want them to come, or maybe they are results that are not happening in a way, or you're worried that there maybe he's not making the phone calls he promised to make or get the deals done. So then you go to your dad and you're like, hey man, dad, I need you to send me some proof. Can you please send me some proof? I need some proof here. I need you to send me something right now in writing that shows the government of the United States of America is getting done what they're paying us to get done. Now, when you use these email accounts, the way that it was described, right? These fake email accounts, when you do this, okay, that is a clear understanding that what you're doing is illegal, that what you are doing should never happen, that what you are doing is something that's not just illegal, but that you're actually, I think, pretty clearly trying to hide. And that's why there were these different aliases. It's the other reason why I think that Joe Biden has this burner phone that we've been hearing so much about recently. He needed a way to communicate the illegal activities of the Biden crime family without anybody going through official channels or government email accounts. So you add these fake email accounts in, these burner phones in there so that you can communicate with one another. And when you do that, and you do it for as many years as they did it, it was clearly, this was not their first time. Burisma was not the first deal. I think that's part of what the American people really need to understand. Burisma was not like the first time they tried this, and it was like some sort of, I don't know what you want to call it, trial and error moment. It wasn't that, okay? This was a well-oiled machine. This was a finely tuned, well-oiled machine. This was a machine that they understood how it was going to work and how the deals happened, and they had done it before. It was tried and true. And as long as Hunter Biden didn't leave his damn laptop at that repair shop and never go back to pick it up, even after they kept calling him and calling him, we would to this day, I believe, never know that this was happening. And there was no reason to believe, based on the Bidens and based on the Obama administration knowing about a lot of these deals and just looking the other way and the FBI looking the other way, there's no reason to believe that we ever would have ever found out about this if it wasn't for those laptops. The laptop that he left, the copy of it, exposed it. We would have not known about the money coming in, how much money was coming in, how many transactions there were. We wouldn't have known to ask for the suspicious activity reports that were well over 100 of them connected to the Biden crime family. We wouldn't have known any of this if it wasn't for Hunter Biden screwing up. Look, you did the tough thing during COVID. You paid your people and pulled your business through the pandemic. And now doing the tough thing could qualify you for a $26,000 per employee at covidtaxrelief.org. Government funds are available to reward companies with two or more employees who stayed open during COVID. This is not a loan, and you don't have to pay it back. Look, this program is complicated, but nobody knows more about it than the CPAs and tax experts at Consumer Tax Advocates. The best part is you pay nothing up front. They do all the work, and then they share a percentage of cash that you get. Businesses of all types, including nonprofits and churches, can qualify, including those who took PPP loans, even if you had increases in sales. You did the tough thing for your employees during COVID. Let covidtaxrelief.org help get you up to $26,000 per employee. Visit covidtaxrelief.org. That's covidtaxrelief.org. covidtaxrelief.org.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
We are lucky to be sitting with Alan and Amy Matthews in the flesh, William, Rusty Russ, and Betsy Randall.
Yay!
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes.
When those legends get here, let me know.
You're here. You're here already.
We didn't either when we were watching this.
That's the thing. That's
the
problem. We didn't realize it until we started getting into seasons 3 and 4. And now we're like, oh my God.
You were both so good on the show, and we missed it because we were young.
We were kids and so self-involved.
Egomaniacs. And didn't realize how great you were.
We've talked about it. I think you just assumed everybody was as good as them. And,
right.
And then
right.
You get into, right. As you grow up and you work with other actors, you realize how lucky we were to have you guys.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
2/3 of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from 4 Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable. So you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. Or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once. And 2 USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben. I think that's the most shocking part when you look back over all of this. Because there were people in the FBI that knew this. They just looked the other way. There were people in the DOJ that knew what the Bidens were doing, and they looked the other way. There were people at the CIA that knew that the Bidens were doing this, and they looked the other way. There were people in the Obama White House that knew that they were selling access, and what did? They looked the other way. They were a part of it by covering it up and making sure that we would never hear about it. That's the truth. That's the part that makes me so angry. That's the part that makes me have no faith in our government. And when you listen to James Comer come out and talk about this, when you hear him explaining all of these aliases that were used, you should be enraged to know that that he got the vice presidency and he wasn't working for you. He wasn't protecting your tax dollars. He wasn't standing up for you. What he was doing is he was saying, I have a job now that I get to exploit and I get to make as much money as I want. I'm going to max out profits for the Biden family, and I'm going to max out those profits to the point that we will be rich generationally, and we're going to pull it off and it's going to work. That's what they did here. That was the whole scheme. Listen to part two, James Comer.
Well, it also is quite interesting that Hunter Biden is even CC'd on any of these emails. This was government business, right?
This was 100% government business. Again, the Democrats in the White House have claimed that Hunter Biden and Joe Biden had a wall, a firewall between their business affairs. And again, Maria, as you know, there are no legitimate businesses here. The Biden family were receiving payments from bad people in bad countries around the world. And what we've been trying to do is figure out why. Why in the world would the Biden family receive over $20 million from foreign nationals around the world? And this is evidence to show that Joe Biden was communicating with his son. He was making sure that his son knew he was on his way to Ukraine. Remember, the timeline of these emails show that Joe Biden was en route from Washington to Ukraine for the sole purpose of withholding foreign aid to Ukraine in exchange for firing the prosecutor. And we know that happened. And we know Joe Biden accepted credit for it. He did an interview where he said, well, son of a B, they fired the prosecutor before I got on the plane and left Ukraine. Joe Biden, in his own words, said that. So now we have evidence that Joe Biden and his administration was communicating with Hunter Biden. They knew Hunter Biden was affiliated with Ukraine. That's another lie, Maria. Joe Biden said he didn't even know Hunter was on the Burisma board for a long time. This is another lie. They were copying Hunter, and the only emails we've seen where they were copying Hunter were pertaining to Ukraine at a critical time when Joe Biden was going there to fire the prosecutor in exchange for foreign aid. That's called a quid pro quo, Maria, and that's very illegal, and it's more evident that Joe Biden was front and center in this influence peddling scheme.
Front and center. Front and center, and what does that mean? Because apparently there's too many people in this country that are too stupid to understand this. What front and center means is he is the product. He is the what you are selling. That's what it means, folks. That's the whole ball game here. They understand this. Anyone that was doing business with Joe Biden. They were not doing business with Hunter Biden. They were doing business with Joe Biden. He was a bag man. His name could have been different. It could have been different, by the way, than the name Biden. And it wouldn't have mattered. They were buying access to Joe Biden. And Joe Biden understood that. Joe Biden knew it. Joe Biden clearly knew it. Joe Biden clearly understood exactly what he was selling. It was favors. What do you need from us? And I will get it done. Here are the bank accounts. Here are the players. This is who you're going to communicate with. This is who you're going to talk to. This is how you're going to have these discussions. Here's the dinners I'm going to come to at Cafe Milano. Here are the flights I'm going to be taking to Ukraine or to China. And this wasn't just Ukraine. Okay, this was multiple countries now. We're up to four now where we have payments coming from Russia. We have payments coming from Ukraine. We have payments coming from Romania. We have payments coming from China. That's that we know about. There's a very good chance that there's more money out there that we don't know about. But there is one thing that is clear. None of these payments were being made to James Biden or Hunter Biden for services they were rendering. Hunter Biden wasn't on the board of Burisma. Hunter Biden needed an alibi for getting the money for Joe Biden, and that's why he was on the board. He wasn't working on the board. He wasn't working for Burisma. He didn't understand the language. He didn't understand what they were doing. He understood that they needed some favors. And if you actually think about it, Hunter Biden actually, everybody's obsessed with Burisma. Is this, you know, natural gas, etc., right? That was irrelevant. That's something else that people need to understand. That was completely irrelevant. It was not about their product at Burisma. It was about the fact they were under investigation and they needed the prosecutor that was going to shut it all down to be shut down. And they said, we'll hire Hunter Biden, throw him on our board, but we know what we're really asking for here. And that's Joe Biden to get the prosecutor fired. And that's exactly what he did. And that's why they paid him millions of dollars. Joe Biden. They paid Joe Biden. They weren't paying Hunter Biden. They were paying Joe Biden. Joe Biden was the person. Joe Biden was the business. And that's what James Comer was laying out here to Maria. Listen to this last question.
Well, you have uncovered so much for the public to understand here. You've told us that nine family members were receiving wire payments money. You've told us that you've been able to identify $20 million at least of money taken in. I want to know if your information flow is about to get to a screeching halt because they have a new special counsel on this investigation, David Weiss, who actually was the same person who tried to get immunity for Hunter just recently. So do you feel that you are about to see a change in terms of what you're able to uncover? And can you identify where this money was going? Are these all domestic accounts or was there money overseas as well?
Well, first of all, we're about to find out whether the special counsel is going to interfere in our investigation because we're headed to court. There are some bank records that we believe will tell a big story about what level of involvement not only Joe had with the business schemes, but how he benefited from the business schemes. So the Biden attorneys know exactly where we're headed with this investigation. They have lawyered up. I mean, they are building Fort Knox around these bank accounts that we're going to subpoena next. So we're headed to court, Maria, and we'll see if the special counsel shows up in court and holds their head up and says, Your Honor, there's no need in working with the House Oversight Committee, even though they've produced all this evidence that no one knew about before. We're now in charge. We're the special counsel and we're in charge. How ironic would that be, Maria, considering that less than 2 weeks after a judge threw out U.S. Attorney Weiss's blanket immunity for Hunter Biden, he gets appointed special counsel and supposedly, in the eyes of the Department of Justice, is now the lead investigative agency with respect to Hunter Biden. The House Oversight Committee, for all practical purposes, has been the special counsel over the past 6 months, and we'll continue to do our work and continue to be transparent with the American people about the evidence that we're uncovering every day.
So you've been able to get your hands on some bank accounts and these important information in terms of money flows. But now you're zeroing in on just a few more bank records. And you're wondering if you're going to have access to those. You think those bank records, these final two or three or four bank records that you're suggesting, they are going to tell you how the money was moving within the Biden family.
We know talking to the banks that they're under considerable pressure not to cooperate with us. I've been saying for months, Maria, that we are facing obstruction like has never been demonstrated in the history of congressional investigations. Not only are we being obstructed by the Biden legal team, we're being obstructed by the Department of Justice. We're being obstructed by the FBI, by the Secret Service, by the IRS, by the Democrats on the House Oversight Committee. And the next question is, will we be obstructed by the new special counsel, David Weiss, investigating this? We have produced, with every subpoena we've issued, we have produced more new damaging evidence of Joe Biden's involvement in his family's influence peddling schemes. And we believe the next bank records that we're going to subpoena will tell a whole lot bigger story about how involved Joe Biden was in this Biden influence peddling scheme or Biden corruption.
See, by the way, this is exactly what James Comer, when he sat down with me, and Senator Cruz, we did a two-part series with him for the podcast that I host with Ted Cruz called Verdict with Ted Cruz. Download it. Go back, listen. And he was talking about, look, I think the amount of money that has come into this family, now that we understand how to connect dots, now that we understand the bank accounts, now that we know where to look, because of the suspicious activity reports, are going to be much, much, much bigger than the numbers that anyone thought before. And that's exactly what he just said. Because now we're not to the end of this. It's not like they've found all the money and they're like, all right, hey, it's at $30 million or $40 million or $50 million. This thing could be into the 60, I've been told, from sources or above. We're no longer talking about 20 to 30. We're talking about maybe double that. And when you hear that number, you got to think about what would you have to sell. I mean, really think about this. If you're going to give somebody millions of dollars, millions, you got to get something big back in return, do you not? You don't give somebody $5 million, $10 million, $3 million, like the Russian oligarch, the former mayor of Moscow's wife, who's BFF with Vladimir Putin, right? The richest woman in Russia. You don't give $3 million to Hunter Biden without you getting something in return to anybody in life. You don't just like that's a different level of cash and a lump sum payment, a wire transfer. And what they are now uncovering and what he's giving you a heads up on is we're not done. There are still many leads out there. There are quite a few leads out there, in fact, that we're going to have to keep going down this road, and there's going to be more bank records that we're going to release. And what they're also finding is, and I think a lot of this is because of these emails. I cannot tell you, I cannot overstate how important it is. They now know what emails to look at for these burner accounts that the president of the United States of America was using to communicate government intel that was being sold to the highest bidder around the world, in Romania and Ukraine and China and in Russia. And there may, by the way, be other countries, I'm being told, that were paying Joe Biden. I'm at the point now where Hunter Biden, to me, is completely meaningless. He is nothing but an operator. This is no different than, you know, let's say El Chapo, for example. And the people that were beneath him that were running the drugs and counting the money and then funneling the money, right? Yes, they're a part of the operation. But that's what they are. They're a part of the operation. That's all. A part of an operation. The question is, who is the kingpin, right? Who's the kingpin? Who's the big guy? We now know who the big guy is. The big guy is the president of the United States of America. And the big guy was also making big money. The big guy was getting paid. And the big guy would walk in there with any of his family members and he would say, go get my money. I understand now why he was losing his mind in some of those emails and text messages on his laptop about, you know, if you had the pressure that I had, right? I mean, think about money laundering this much money and you're in charge of that operation because your dad is telling you to do it. And he's like, I hope you never have to do what I do, right? 50% of what you make goes to your family. I'm sure there's resentment there. And I would even say this. I wouldn't be surprised if not just resentment, but also the amount of anxiety that led of this. Because I can't believe for a second he didn't at some point think like, hey, I'm going to get caught. Right? Like, I really have a hard time believing that at some point he wasn't like, hey, I'm going to get caught. Can you imagine walking around with that stress? Like, what if this doesn't work? What if my dad can't protect me? What if I go to jail for this? Like, if you're indicted, even if your dad's like, hey, we got this, don't worry about it. Hey, we're okay. Hey, it's good. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it, right? Like, even if that is the case and that's your thing and that's your backup, that's your alibi, that's your... That's the, you know, my dad's going to be out of this. There still has to be pressure, which maybe explains some of the drug abuse. If I was in a situation where I was funneling, like that much money was being funneled into a bank account, and then you're having to clean that money, and it's coming from foreign banks, and you know there's suspicious activity reports, and you're trying to cover your tracks, and you're having trying to set these secret meetings with your dad, and you're trying to get people in the White House, like I can understand where you'd be like, all right, I need something to get just take the edge off. And maybe that explains some of the drug habits of Hunter Biden. Because the one thing that's very clear is this dad didn't give a living rat. He didn't give a crap about Hunter. I believe that. Because if you did, you'd never put your son in this situation. If you cared about your son, you would never enable him to get it to be in this position. And that's exactly what he did. He enabled him.
Make sure, by the way, that you share this podcast with your family and friends. Hit that little forward arrow and text it or put it on social media so other people can hear about this story about how dangerous our open border is. While the media does everything it can to try to shut you down, silence us, and make sure no one knows what's really happening. Also, hit that auto download or subscribe button so you get this podcast each and every day for free. And I'll see you back here tomorrow.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores. The
stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.